Let's welcome Rakshit and enjoy. Over to you.
Thanks, guys. So, hi all. Today I'll be presenting a talk on container storage interface add-ons, or in short, CSI add-ons. We'll be talking on how it extends CSI specification to provide some advanced storage operations. I'm Rakshit. I work at IBM. I'm the maintainer of Ceph CSI and CSI add-ons and core contributor at Rook. You can ping me up if you have any doubts later on. So in short, we'll go through what are containers and container orchestration, increased storage drivers, and come to CSI specification and what is CSI. Then the deployment. Next, we'll continue with introduction to CSI and some of its operation which we currently support. Okay, first let's start with containers. So before containers, we usually, whenever we are building code or a software, we just build it into an executable and we use that. But executable needs, it has dependencies which is to be present in the OS to run. So to get rid of that, we built containers, so which has all the dependencies packed in and you can run it almost anywhere. So that is a container, and we later on came up with like how to manage it and scale it up, deploy and stuff. So there we have container orchestration, which usually just automates the deployment, manages it, scales it, upgrades versions, etc. And we have a few platforms that are very popular for to do it. Kubernetes, Docker Swarm, Apache, and Nomad. This is for container and container orchestration. So yeah, containers were or container orchestration were started with being stateless in mind. That is, they can go down at any point and come up back again. So there was not a very need for persistent storage there, but then they realized this kind of model actually fits perfectly for other applications, and then came in the need for persistent storage in such a platform. So like we have the separate container orchestration platforms like Kubernetes, Mesos, and there's also storage systems like providers like Ceph, Longhorn, and Gluster. But so the main problem was like how do they integrate with the Kubernetes platforms, Kubernetes Mesos. At the beginning, there were in-tree storage drivers, that is like code for each storage systems within the like container orchestration platforms. So like Gluster would have its code in Mesos and Kubernetes and Nomad separately, but and likewise with Ceph. But that was not scalable because it had a few advantages. Like we had the code, if there was a bug found, like if there was a Ceph bug found in Kubernetes, they had to wait till next Kubernetes release to fix it. So it was very hard for them to scale and like develop independently. So there it led to the development of CSI. Like a lot of people from different container orchestration platforms came together, and they wanted to bring in a single interface, container storage interface, which would allow like the storage platforms to build just one plugin so that they could just write one implementation and it runs on all the platforms. So yeah, this CSI specification mainly, that's where it started. It just specifies APIs to create, delete, mount, unmount volumes, plus snapshots. And storage vendors just needed to develop one single CSI driver and it will run on all other platforms. A usual CSI deployment has two things, like a provisioner deployment and a node plugin daemon set. Provisioner mainly handles the creation, deletion, snapshots, and resize of volumes. So like all these requests of create, delete, resize, and snapshot comes from a Kubernetes entity or a sidecar or a, let's say, Mesos or Nomad. The CSI driver in this case just handles this request. It's just an API call for it. And then node plugin daemon set mainly handles just mounting and unmounting one volume. So you have one, usually a provisioner deployment consists of two containers, like two pods running. A pod is just a bunch of containers running together. So you have like two, but one is active at a time, like with the leader election. So if one goes down, other one will become active.